Welcome to Civility 360, your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I'm your host, Professor Vernette A. Joseph, and I'm joined by my co-host, the global world civility leader, Dr. Clyde Rivers. How you doing today, sir?
Dr. V, I'm great, man. Hey, I'm excited. So much energy for 360. I mean, looking at civility from 360 degrees. Come on, man. That's it.
That's phenomenal. Well, listen, folks, we don't want to belabor the time. We want to talk to you today. Today, we will be talking to you on a topic called Conversations of COVID. Conversations of COVID. Now, I know many people have been talking and been thinking about the COVID epidemic, pandemic, or virus, but we want to talk to you from a completely different perspective. So welcome to Civility 360, where we cover all topics from a 360 degree angle around the world. Dr. Rivers, we are in a pandemic, epidemic, or whatever it is that everyone else is calling it. But I know that we always come with a different perspective. So talk to me about these conversations that you've been hearing and been having on COVID-19.
You know, Doc, one of the conversations that I've been hearing and having is how this pandemic has opened people's hearts to the power of one. Mm. Let me explain this. One person that gets a virus in a country can shut the world down.
Come on now.
See, there's never been a conversation like this one, because nothing has ever shut the world down. So, you know, Doc, one thing that I can say is when it doesn't concern you, you can look at it on the news and go, wow, that's a sad state of affairs. Wow, look at those people, poor people. When the narrative hits your backyard, it comes in your front door, and now you are quarantined because of something that happened. How it happened is an issue. But one person got the virus first, and one person. So it all happened because of one thing.
Come on now.
One thing happened, and one thing has shut the entire world down. So now conversations about this are taking place, Dr. V.
Wow.
What are your thoughts, man, Professor?
Man, when I think about this pandemic right now, you are absolutely correct. One thing, one person got infected. And this is what I love about seeing things from a different perspective, sir, is that one person was sick. One person that someone may have wrote off in the world. One person that may not have had economic ability and that others have.
Come on.
One person that may not have lived in the zip code of the rich and the famous.
Woo!
One person who may not have had the medical ability to get well. One person. And that one person changed the world. I need you all to pick up what we're putting down right now, because one person is important. I love the quote from you, Dr. Rivers, that says 7.8 billion people on the planet, and each of them have a solution, and each of them are important. So when I think about this pandemic, when I think about where we are in the state that we are today, I'm saying we have to get back to the basics and remember that people do matter.
Man, Doc, see, I love what you said there. Because at the end of the day, what we have under this, and I'm going to give you a perspective. We have all these unsolved problems in the world. My thing is, of the 7.8 billion people, someone has a gift from God. And on this show, we're not ashamed to talk about God.
That's right.
We're not ashamed to acknowledge the truth of Jesus. And we're not angry if you don't believe like that. We're not angry at people. We're here sharing 360. So you have a view, we have a view. So, and this is what I love about 360, because Civility 360 means bring your opposing argument to the table, and we'll see what truth does. Because Dr. B, truth isn't owned by a nation. Truth isn't owned by a people group. Truth is owned by God. Mm. And the word of God says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So truth is one person that got sick, changed the whole world.
That's the truth.
So now when the world opens back up, the conversation for civility has to change. And if it doesn't change, it can happen again and again. And no nation and no business owner and no leader wants to have their country shut down. And Dr. B, an unanswered question behind this one is the actual nations of the world that depended on the other nations. It took 14 days to get quarantine food in. So now you got to rethink the game. You got to look your people in the eye and say, what are solutions for us to come up with so we're never stuck in a state where we need help and can't get it? Talk to me, Professor.
Listen, what I love about that, Doc, is so important. Once again, we're going back to the dynamic that every single person counts. And what you were dependent on before, you start to recognize and realize that you really aren't in control. And that's what I love most about where we're sitting today, is that we recognize that we're not in control. In all of our wisdom, in all of our knowledge, in all of our splendor, we cannot fix this thing that's going on right now. And what I love is, you mentioned it, we're not afraid to talk about God on our show, because God is our source. He is the ultimate authority and the final authority in our lives. So once we recognize that it is truly all about Him, then we can get to the source giving us the answer for the problem. I truly believe that this thing is an eye-opener for each and every one of us. To recognize that we truly aren't in control, and that people treatment is important no matter what level of government, no matter what level of organization you're in. Wow. People treatment is the key, if you would, to our success. What do you think? What do you think,
man, Doc? Man, Professor V, you're hitting the principle of the Word of God. You're hitting the principle in James 2:8 says the royal law. You see, people don't understand that God has a royal law.
Come on
the
now.
Royal law is, if you love your neighbor like yourself, you live under liberty. And if you keep reading down in the verses following, it says, if you mistreat your neighbor, you live under transgression. What does that mean? That means everything goes backwards in the wrong direction. I tell people, I said, look at here. There's a consequence for incivility. You may think you're winning, but what you're doing, you're sowing for a day where you will be treated the same way. And the Bible says God is not mocked. What a man sows, he'll reap. So people think that the consequence, it may not come right away. It may not come the morning after you do it. The consequence is on the way.
The consequence is on the way. Man, that is phenomenal. That is phenomenal, Doc. I love that so much, because I want to start talking about the unintended consequence. Unintended consequence. We've got to give it to them. We're going to give it to them raw so that they get it and they can walk away with the meat and the crux of what we're saying. Let's talk about the unintended consequence.
Doc, the unintended consequence is people think that the golden rule works only when they're good. I'm going to choose to be nice today. So I was nice. But what you don't understand is, if you've treated people bad, if you've put people in bondage, if you've mistreated, I tell people, this has nothing to do with race.
Come on
this
now.
Has zero to do with race. It's treating the creation of God. How do you treat the creation of God? Because we're all part of the human race that God created. And so if anyone takes lordship over God's creation and they mistreat the creation of God, whoever they are, they have an appointment with the creator of the world. And he's gonna ask them, what gave you the right to treat my image the way you treated my image. You didn't think that I was watching?
Come on now.
The unintended consequence is this, is how you treat them is the same way you will be treated, one day. The same way you will, not you will, you will, or your grandkids or their kids.
Come on now.
Someone's going into bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, Dr. V, we can bring stability 360.
All right. All right. Now that's what I'm talking about. So what I hope that you all are picking up from what Dr. Rivers is actually laying down, we're putting building blocks for you to understand what's going on in the world today. Conversations on COVID. Now, listen, when you think about how you were treated, then you think about how you have treated others. I'm reminded of a statement. It says in the Bible, it says that he who has friends must first show himself friendly. If you don't treat people correctly, how can you possibly expect the world to treat you good? How can you do it? And if you mistreat people, let's talk incivility. If you mistreat people, then God says the same measure that you meet, the exact same measure that you meet, that is what will be returned to you. And that is why walking and operating in love over hate is so important.
Wow.
Helping people to understand, to use their brain to walk in love instead of with hate is what's most important. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how to walk in love over hate. The world wants you to return hate with hate, but civility says return hate with love. Let's talk about that, Dr. Rivers.
Wow. You see, one of the powerful things is love overcomes everything. I tell people the greatest weapons in the world are not military weapons.
Mm-mm.
The greatest weapon in the world is love.
Mm-hmm.
Because God says love overcomes everything. Love. Now, and you know what, Dr. B, it's interesting. This morning I was talking with a group of people that are looking to actually put some different things in motion for how to have people work together.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is this, is I tell people, we have to think in terms of process, not perfection. This, how do you change behavior? You don't change thinking overnight, it's process. So how do we help an incivil person walk into stability? First of all, I hate to say this, people don't do good because it's the right thing to do.
Come on,
they
sir.
Do good because of the consequence.
Mm.
If something bad's going to happen, don't want that to happen. So bad becomes the motivator for most people.
Mm.
I don't want to get sick, I'll put a coat on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this, I'll do this. So they have to understand that there's a consequence for them that they have to look at now in a huge way.
Yes. 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 I love it. This is phenomenal. Do you understand that every action has a consequence? And if you recognize that every action has a consequence, you will stop and you will check yourself before you act. This is why, Dr. Rivers, I always tell people it is better for you to respond than for you to react.
Oh,
because when you react, you are not reacting from a place of knowledge. You're reacting because of something that happened to you. And if you haven't taken time to pull down the mind of Christ and to actually look at what is going on around you, you will react in the wrong way.
Wow.
But when you respond, you respond from a place of knowledge and understanding, and you're able to discern the situation and you're able to respond correctly.
Wow.
So what we need to do is learn how to respond. But in order to learn how to respond, you've got to get in the book. You've got to know what love really is. You've got to know what civility really is. You've got to understand that people are fickle and people don't always have your best interest in heart.
Wow.
and who are you? If you recognize that you are created to bring civility to the forefront, you will treat people the way that you want to be treated.
Man. And just imagine this. See, I tell people we can solve every problem in the world if we do one thing. I go, guys, it's not a thousand things, and everyone can do this. Everyone wants to be treated well. I know of no one that wants to have pain inflicted upon them. I know of no one that's in their right mental capacity that wants pain. Sure. Everybody wants good things for themselves. So God in his wisdom knew that's the only instrument and weapon to have the world come to a balanced place. Could you imagine? And see, this is what it is, Dr. V, because of the unintended consequence, mm-hmm. people have thought that they could abuse people and just get away with it. Wow. And I'm going, no. There's a consequence and an affliction that you inflict that's from God. You set a law, because this is what it says. It says, love your neighbor as yourself. Upon this hangs the law and the prophets. So there's a law. You have released a law. You have released an illegal infraction to come back against you, because the law. Now, there's a law of love your neighbor as yourself. You live under liberty. The other law is mistreat. You live under transgression. For in the Word of God says in Matthew 4, on this hangs the law. Woo! And the prophets.
And the prophets.
So I tell people, when you violate another person's civility, you just broke the law. You broke the law. And the law, when you break the law, you have an offense, and the government of God is looking for you.
Wow. Wow. You don't want the government of God to come looking for you.
You may be able
to evade your country, your country's law. You may be able to evade a state law. You may be able to evade your local law, but you cannot and you will not evade the law of God. And when the government of God comes looking for you, you better find yourself in the proper posture, folks. I love what you're saying, Doctor.
Man, and Dr. V, listen at this here. Tell me a leader that was that brought terror to his people that ever finished well. You will not find one that ever mistreated God that finished well. They don't finish well because of the unintended consequence. They don't finish well. They can't. It's a biblical infraction, and they have to answer. One guy goes, I don't believe in God. I said, okay, well, let's check the consequence. That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Check the consequence.
Yeah,
okay, it doesn't matter. The consequence will be there because you violated a natural law of the world.
Come on, man. Come on. Listen. Okay, now that we're talking about this, we're talking about the unintended consequence. Let's talk about the start, the change, the develop, and the adaptation, and then now the launch forward after COVID. You see, many people, Dr. Rivers, right now are in three phases. Three phases is what I believe. You have those people who will fight when they come in contact with something. You have some people who will take flight, mean they run the other way. And then you have other people who will absolutely freeze. A lot of people are in what I call the frozen state. They're caught up in the tube. They're caught up in what the governor is saying, the mayor is saying, the CDC is saying, and this, that, and the other. So they're at a freeze, right? Then you have others who are going to fight the good fight of faith. What does my God say about this situation, which builds your Godfidence, right? That's increasing your faith. And then you have those who are running and hiding. They're running from the situation and hiding out. Now, let's talk about this. When we look at change, change is inevitable. But how do you see change? What's the perspective of change? And what will you do so things can change? How do I see change? The entire world has changed as we know it. We all can agree with that. But what's my perspective on change? God has already given me every single thing that I need to succeed in life. He's already placed everything I need on the inside of me. Now it's up to me to decide, am I going to produce and reproduce after my own kind? It's up to me to say, I am a child of God, and you have given me wisdom from on high, loaded me up with benefits on a daily basis, and it is time for me to create and establish a new paradigm. That is where I want to sit. But let's talk about it.
You know, when you look at many of the crises that take place in the world, many civil wars, many racial issues, gender fighting, all those issues have been dealt with by peace and reconciliation.
Mm.
A pandemic, there's none of the three of those issues.
Mm.
So when you have an issue like a pandemic where there wasn't a civil war, where there wasn't racial tensions, or there wasn't gender fights, you solve that problem through civility. Because now we have to learn how to re-engage with our neighbor. We have to go, if I go in the front yard now, I wave or actually elbow bump.
Mm-hmm.
When we get back to shaking hands again?
Mm.
And when do we get back to being, so there's going to be a process, because there's the one thing that I dislike about about when things get into politics,
mm-hmm.
now news media spins it any way they want. So, yeah. And then what it does, it creates confusion. Mm. No one knows what truth is anymore.
Mm.
Mm. So they go, I'll make sure. So it's going to take treating people with respect and kindness to help us walk back into the world. And that's where I believe the vehicle for success after COVID will be civility.
Teaching
people civility.
Wow. Teaching people civility, helping them to understand it's all about kindness and how we treat one another. This is phenomenal. So that is the change that needs to actually start happening right now. That is the change of mind, the change of heart, the change of action that needs to start happening right now. I believe that we had gotten so far away from good people treatment and good people practices that something had to happen to shake everything up. When this thing initially started, you started recognizing that what was in people began to come out. Everyone needed toiletries and groceries, but what you had was people being selfish and not selfless. Therefore, there became stress, there became struggle, and there became issues all across the land. I'm reminded of a passage that says that, you know, people will be turned over to their reprobate mind. And it's going to take a word, it's going to take an action, that word here being civility, to help people to come out of the stupor that they find themselves in today.
Wow.
And wow. That's where I see us today.
You know, Doc, and also I love what you're saying, because look how quick fear set in. So see, people have been earmarked by this trauma, and it's tragic because a lot of people are losing lives. It's the actual virus is real.
Yes.
The actual deaths are real. And how do we bring the world back to a place where there's people working together and trust again?
Mm-hmm.
The only way that'll happen is the love of kindness, talking to people, educating people, respecting people, and people may not love their neighbor, but now they have to be concerned when he gets sick. they actually may not want to have tea with the homeless guy, but now he's a concern when he goes to the hospital. When he gets sick, there's a concern. So I tell people, Doc, I was at my sister's house, and there was a song, Amazing Grace. It was a commercial on TV. Mm-hmm. It was Amazing Grace. They're singing How Sweet the Sound. Say the rest of me. I once was blind, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. And it showed people in the past walking by people. Mm-hmm. And it showed them that day. I once was blind, but now I see. Mm. And people are looking at the actual nurses, the ones on the front line. People didn't see them in the past. Now they're heroes. Yes, the homeless person on the street, people are looking to help because they once were blind, but now they're realizing the value of one person. Whether you like the group or not, mm-hmm. whether you agree with the person's lifestyle or not, you're going to make sure they're protected, because the unintended consequence is the whole world can shut down because of one.
Wow.
That's powerful, Dr. B.
That is powerful. That is absolutely powerful. One of the things that I've heard you say, Dr. Rivers, over this time, the pandemic is doing, what COVID is doing, is teaching the blind to see. I want you to talk a little bit more on that to help our listeners understand that principle. Teaching the blind to see.
I have a good friend that's a nurse in the UK, in England. And she was telling me, she said, Dr. Rivers, we were considered basically peasant workers, just basically people that help the elderly, that do this. She said, now when we go into stores, we're heroes. She said, everybody moves aside for us because we're on the front line working. I see in America now, people are giving homage to the first responders that should have been the heroes anyway. But here, these people were blind. They couldn't see. They were too busy watching all the stars of the world. And in a pandemic, those stars are unessential workers. All the athletes that make are sitting home. All the top people that we thought were stars, and they are stars in their own right. I'm not criticizing what they've done. But I'm saying, who is the true stars today? That first responder nurse that's at the hospital helping people come in the door with sickness, risking their life. People never saw the value in that. But they were not. And you know what? As productive business, Doctor, you need to establish an award for the first responders. Absolutely. And we got to do something to say, hey, look, these people that hold the world up, held the world up when, here it is, we were afraid to go outside.
Come on,
we didn't want to breathe. They had unofficial masks that wouldn't hold the stuff back. And the people at the supermarket that keep our actual shelves stocked were there every day. Thousands of people coming through, infected, unaffected. These people are there. So now I'm looking at who I thought was of no value. Now I can see where the value is. Come on, Dr.
Wow. You know, and as you're talking about that, Dr. Rivers, the song is just really going on in my mind. I can see clearly now, the clouds are gone.
Wow.
What's actually happening is we have now been able to take the scales off of our eyes and see people the way God sees them. And what's important here is for us to recognize, even when this thing returns back to quote unquote normal, we still have to value these people. You know, I hope that you all have been listening and that you're hearing what we're putting down. These are building blocks to civility. These are building blocks to civility. We are literally showing you civility, influence, and action. Why? Because those are the deliverables in life that we need to be a humanity that has civility in the forefront. I can't believe what I'm seeing today, but what I do know is that God has equipped us. He has prepared us. And that's what we'll be talking about in our next show. We talked about how COVID started through this conversations on COVID. We talked about what is actually happening in terms of change. And then we talked about some form of adaptation. The next thing we will begin to talk about is, where do we go from here? And that's going to be powerful. Dr. Rivers, man, it is always a pleasure to sit with you and have these awesome conversations, especially on Civility 360. If people could just be a fly on the wall in our daily conversations, they would grow in forms of 10 and 15 years at a time. But God is so good. What are your parting words for today as we close out the conversations on COVID?
Everything God made is valuable, and that includes everybody.
Wow. Everything God made is valuable, and that includes everybody. Listen, you heard it right here on Civility 360, and it's going to be permeated throughout the atmosphere, because we're challenging you, when you hear this show, that you will not only follow Civility 360, not only share the show, but you will lead with us by being civil and passing civility along every single where that you go. We're grateful and thankful to have had this time with you. We look forward to seeing you on Civility 360. Be sure to follow us on social, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you're looking for any type of connection, you can go to our website, civility360.com. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you. Remember, Civility 360, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables.
360 in the house.
All right.